From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Lebanese army's offensive against Islamic militants at a Palestinian refugee camp is now in its third day. At least six Lebanese soldiers have died in the assault. The fighting has taken its toll on the thousands of civilians who have not managed to flee the camp. There may be a glimmer of hope for them today. There was a lull in the fighting, and aid agencies hope to be able to help some of the trapped Palestinians. NPR's Deborah Amos is covering the story. She's in Beirut. Deb, first of all, is this a ceasefire, and can the aid workers get into the camp to evacuate the wounded?
Leanne, there were reports that the Lebanese army might allow ambulances into the camp for the first time in 48 hours. But on live Arabic satellite television, you can see that the shelling has resumed again. We were told yesterday by doctors in a nearby hospital that there may be 20 civilians wounded in the recent bombings, and they are still inside the camp. That shelling has really been devastating. What's happened over the past couple of days is the army was battling for militant positions. This is the group Fatah al-Islam, and it was sniper positions that was devastating for the army. They were on the outside of the camp. And in the attack, some of the buildings caught on fire. I talked to a former general today, and he said that part of the reason for the slowdown was the army was clearing those positions it took yesterday. They were going through the buildings looking for booby traps, explosions. And then he said that the military had allowed Palestinian commanders who are allied with the army to go in and to organize the camp from the inside to protect those civilians as best they could, and to make sure that none of the Fatah al-Islam fighters tried to escape with this population as the army tightens the siege. This all is taking more time, so the wounded aren't getting out, but there are Palestinians inside that are organizing those civilians.
There are reports that a spokesman for Fatah al-Islam said they would never give up, and with all this fighting, how are they able to communicate?
It's astonishing. They've been answering cell phone calls throughout the conflict, even as the civilians who are inside the camp say there's no food, no water, and no electricity. It's possible that what's happening is the Palestinian mediators who've been sent in by the government made sure that there was a communication channel open for any possible surrender. But instead, the group's been able to continue to make statements. Today, a Fatah al-Islam spokesman said that a senior military commander had died in the fighting. Now, it's not clear why they would make such an announcement, but it's been confirmed in other parts of the country, people who knew him. And maybe it's to rally support, but they continue to say that they will not surrender, and clearly the Lebanese army sees this as a fight to the end.
Well, this confrontation is entering its third week. This bombardment that's been going on is in its third day. Any closer to any kind of resolution?
Well, what people here tell me, officials, ex-military people, that this is the end stage. But they also say that urban warfare is very difficult. There's a lot of political complications here because this is all taking place in a Palestinian refugee camp that's usually off limits to the Lebanese security service. So every action up there sets a precedent. So the whole country is watching. Plus, the Lebanese army, as well as the government, has an even bigger job to do. They have to be sure that Fatah al-Islam is destroyed as a network. So it's more than just the fight on the ground, although that is very important. They also need human intelligence to figure out how this cell operates and how far it's spread over Lebanon. So over the past couple of weeks, there's been a lot of arrests, and some of the information coming out of those interrogations eventually leaks into the local press. There was a story today that Fatah al-Islam was planning an attack on major hotels in the capital, suicide attacks, something as spectacular as 9/11, as well as blowing up bridges that connect the north of the country to the capital. And there's also been concerns that the group was planning to target UNIFIL. That's the United Nations peacekeeping force that's stationed in southern Lebanon. None of those reports can be independently confirmed, but the government appears to have much more information on this group than they did. And at the same time, they've taken a decision to finish this fight in this Palestinian refugee camp in northern Lebanon. And I might add that we are talking about a space that is about 1 mile square, with the Fatah al-Islam people on one end of the camp and the civilians on the other. But this is a very tight space in a Lebanese-Palestinian refugee camp.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Beirut, Lebanon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leanne.